Right now, it is time to bring in none other than Mike Causey, and we'll have a check on sports. Morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
Boring.
Yeah, boring is right. I watched a lot of movies this weekend, but you know what I actually saw for about 6 minutes yesterday?
An eclipse?
No. A game that they just should not have, the Pro Bowl. I was going to golf, and I happened to, instead of just go right to golf, I just was cycling down the channels. The most god-awful thing I ever saw in my life. It was raining, so there was only about 15,000 people in that nice Orlando stadium. But it's not football. They should have all the football activities like they do over the course of the weekend, and have the Hall of Fame, and have the people, you know, who made the All-Star team, have a big banquet for the athletes and everything like that. Just scrub the game. It's stupid. It's imbecilic.
I didn't watch it. I don't acknowledge it. It's a joke. I don't even speak about it.
Why don't they just have the weekend? They have a bunch of things where fans can come out, okay, and meet and greet their players and different things, and then have a big televised ESPN, whatever you want to have, for all the people that were named to the All-Star team for the year.
Why do they have to have anything?
Why not? I recognize an All-Star. I don't mind it. But you raise money for charity, do something like that. But having this game was so just, it's embarrassing.
The only charity the NFL has is themselves.
It's embarrassing. It's just terrible. I mean, I come from a family that used to get in fist fights over the Major League Baseball All-Star game. Fist fights. If you had a Met fan and a Yankee fan and they were playing one, honest to gosh.
You have to play. You can't mail it in.
No. So anyway, well, that's just my one comment about what I saw this weekend in sports. How did your racing picks do, first of all?
It rained like crazy down there, so everything was all screwed up. In the big race, a horse that's never been two turns or the distance won and only paid $5, so that tells you how that went. One of my picks, Seeking the Soul, ran second at 30-1, but you don't get paid for second. But the owners do. I think they made like $1.4 million for running second in that race. So it was a mess at Gulfstream as well.
All right. So, well, anyway, there's that. What else? I'm trying to think if there's anything else really worthwhile talking about.
The best thing of the weekend was the Kentucky-Kansas game. It was a real good game, and Kentucky, the freshmen are getting even better, and they beat Kansas pretty good, as it turned out. On Saturday, it was a close game for much of the way, and Kentucky pulled away late. So another step in the right direction for Calipari's kids.
Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you. At Madison Square Garden, Carmelo Anthony showed up at the Knicks game.
Oh, I saw that on the news.
And they gave him a standing ovation.
Yeah, the reason why they gave him a standing ovation was because he left. He didn't realize that. Speaking of left, how'd Tiger Woods do this weekend?
He finished in tied for 18th place.
That's beautiful.
Minus, I think it was 10 under.
He was because I saw the media pumping up his balloon again this weekend. That Tiger's back. So I just figured I'd ask you how he did, because I know you watched that meaningless sport.
Yeah, no, he finished like 6 shots back of the leader, 6 or 7 shots back of the leader, was in the money, so, you know, hey, what the heck, you know? He's a 47-year-old guy going against all these young 20 guys.
Oh, I don't want to hear the excuse. He's 47.
He already won his tournament that I said he was going to win, and he's going to win.
Yeah, the Volkswagen Open.
No, and he's going to win a major before. You'll see.
That ain't going to happen.
You'll see.
That ain't going to happen. Did you lose that bet to me already? I mean, we had an end date in that thing, didn't we?
No, we did not have an end date in it.
It's an open-ended bet?
It was an open-ended
bet. Well, I must be winning a car or something for that one, then.
You were in a fog when you did that. Also, he finished as the second-rated golfer in the FedEx point standing last year, so we'll see what happens.
Ooh,
this year.
FedEx point standing.
That indicates how well you did in the course of the season.
But he didn't win anything.
Yes, he did.
He won the Volkswagen Open in Lower Mount Minnesota.
And he came in and topped the top three, four, five times. Come on, give the guy.
Did he win?
Yeah, he won a tournament. Yes.
Besides the Volkswagen Open, did he win anything else?
Was it a Volkswagen? You asked me if he won. I'm telling you, he won.
Did he? Okay, I'll change my question, Your Honor. Did he win a major?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
No, he didn't.
Let's go back to.
But either did 358 other golfers.
Yeah, well, you know, that's golf.
That's right.
You get paid for showing up.
No, you don't. No, you don't. If you show up and you're gone after the first 2 days, guess what? You're in the hole for the weekend.
Their sponsors take care of the bill.
Yeah, well, still, you don't get paid for showing up in golf unless it's a special match play like that goofy thing they did between Mickelson and Woods.
Which even Charles Barkley said it was the worst exhibition of golf he's ever seen.
It's terrible. It's terrible. I watched like three holes. Yeah, anytime you play golf at night with lights on the course and stuff, it's just nut. You know, anyways, that's me. What else in golf? Anything else? Nothing up with the Mets or Yankees or?
Nope. Status quo. Nothing new. The only thing is we creep closer to pitchers and catchers.
That's true. That's not that far away now anymore, is it?
February is the end of the week, so probably like 2 weeks. I would think about 2 weeks they start.
And might I say, there's no signing of those big guys.
No. Now they're starting to cry, too. They're saying that the league's is colluding on them.
Well, I think people are just tired of what's gone on. That's all. You know?
They're not worth it. People finally realize they're not worth it. Hey, the Nets keep winning six in a row now, 8 out of 10. 4 games over .500. While the Knicks, they're near the bottom with 10. They have 10. The Cavaliers have 10. And the Knicks, like you said, will still lose the lottery.
The Knicks have 10 wins?
10 wins. 10 and 38. And people continue to go. Lost 9 in a row. Won 1 out of their last 10. This any way to run an airline?
The New York Knickerbockers.
Yeah, the New York Slackerbockers.
Honest to gosh, I wonder what happened. Why they turned into such a cursed franchise? Honest to gosh.
Willis Reed must have sold his soul to walk out that night.
I mean, just unbelievable cursed franchise. No, it couldn't have been Willis because they had some good years under Patrick Ewing. So you can't. It's after Patrick Ewing left. They must have done something that angered the sports gods. Really?
What? My question is, why would anybody go watch them? Why would you pay money to watch this?
Well, that's exactly right. It was like when the Giants were as bad as they were in the early 70s. People finally stopped showing up at the games. And
the Yankees. There was 5,000 people and 9,000 pigeons in Yankee Stadium.
And something had to be done, and it was done in both cases. But this is just, it goes on.
Hey, as
and
long
on.
As people keep going and forking over the money, why would they do anything? You know why? You're going to get the same amount of people to go whether they win or lose. Yeah. If you're filling up the garden and they're 10 and 38, you can't fit extra people in there if they were 38 and 10. So why change anything?
I guess you're right. Because you should be proud. You should be because you should want the team to win. That's why.
Well, I'm sure the people that pay the money want the team to win, but I don't think ownership does.
As I'm talking about ownership, you should.
Who's the worst team in worst franchise in New York? The Nets? Not the Nets. I'm sorry, Net fans. They're playing well. The Mets or the Knicks?
The Knicks, not the Knicks. At least the Mets went. Hey, remember the Mets went to the baseball playoffs a couple of years ago? What, 3-4 years ago?
They went to a World Series 4 years ago.
So that makes them better than the Knicks.
Yeah, I guess.
Makes them better than the Knicks right there.
Mm-hmm. That's logical.
The Knicks haven't sniffed the playoffs.
Well, one more week and Boston takes the crown as the city of champions.
Yeah, that's right. Unless a miracle happens, and I don't think it's going to happen. I'm telling you right now.
I hope they beat the Rams by 40 points because the Rams shouldn't be there.
Our picks are going to be the same. You're exactly right. I'm going to take the I'm going to take the Patriots. We'll mail in our picks right now because I don't think the Rams belong to be there. I'm not saying that they're not a decent football team. I'm saying the league put them in there is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, just like last night at the Royal Rumble. If you went online before the Royal Rumble, they told you who were going to win. If you go to the NFL headquarters and know the right people, they'll tell you who's going to win before the game, too.